Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD 2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host a Sports Career Fair Day this Thursday. Before the game, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks back on the ice tonight. They host the Islanders at the UC. Corey Crawford starts in net. The Hawks trail both St. Louis and Nashville by 5 points in the Central. NCAA tournament begins this evening with play-in games. Manhattan takes on Hampton about 40 minutes from now. Winner gets the little joy of playing Kentucky and losing to the Wildcats. BYU faces Mississippi at 8:10. Winner meets Xavier. NIT Illinois plays at Alabama. It's a game you can hear on The Score starting about 3 hours from now, 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bulls got Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson back on the practice court today. Indiana is at the UC tomorrow night. Tom Thibodeau's Derrick Rose is on schedule, even slightly ahead of schedule in his rehab. Elsewhere in the NBA, OKC Thunder's Serge Ibaka will miss 4 to 6 weeks following knee surgery. Klay Thompson for Golden State will miss a week to 10 days with a sprained ankle. NFL, the Bears have signed veteran long snapper Thomas Gafford. Spring training today, White Sox Mariners, Jeff Samardzija on the mound for the start. Went four, gave up four hits, struck out three, allowed one home run. The Cubs playing the Royals, Jason Hamill started there. He went four, gave up two hits, and struck out three. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Join the Scores, Zach Zaidman, broadcasting live Thursday from 8 to midnight at John Barleycorn in River North for a College Hoops broadcast powered by Dos Equis. Come watch the games and enjoy specials on Dos Equis. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Joe Sheehan, explain what you mean that variance trumps everything.
It means that if Chris Bryant stays down on the farm for the start of the year, the expected performance of any player over 8 games, it could be anything. He could go 0 for 27. He could go 13 for 27. Chris Bryant's going to be a better player than whoever they might stick there for 8 days. But variance trumps everything. Any player can hit anything for 8 games. You know, leaving him down for 8 games just doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things.
I'm trying to remember. Was it Brock was the name of the stat?
Yeah, that was the Brock system was, God, 83 abstract maybe. So we're going back 30-odd years here.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Join Boars and Bernstein Thursday at Austin Saloon in Libertyville for a live Bud Light College Hoops broadcast as they break down college basketball from 1 to 6 p.m. That's pretty good. A lot of room there in the fuel room. They have all the bands.
Floor. Nobody will disturb me.
Oh, is there a guest, Dan? Because I guess as the executive producer, no, I would know that there's a guest coming up.
Joe Sheehan.
How would I know that? I'm just the EP of this show. Did he call on his own? Because things happen organically.
He just randomly called.
Right,
yep.
They randomly call in.
That's great. This is a great vibe in here right now. It's like Daddy just hit Mommy at the dinner table and we're all trying to eat some.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:04, we've talked a little bit of everything today on Bors and Bernstein. Started the show discussing the retirement of Chris Borland, who had had enough, who decided already he had the concussion and everything. I'm done with this football thing. And you know, drew a lot of ire from other people associated with the game, not so much from us on the phones. We actually had some very good calls.
Yep, and I think for the most part, the reaction that I've seen has been, well, it's a man in his life, and he knows the risks, and let him do what he wants, and good luck to him. And really, if you just sort of throw it into everything that's gone on for the 49ers this offseason, it's just another thing. And that's
what it is. That's all it is.
Dan Durkin has it here. He says, I'm hard-pressed to find a more disastrous offseason in the free agency era than the one the 49ers are currently in the midst of. This is Durkin taking inventory of the carnage. Jim Harbaugh, gone. Vic Fangio, gone. Greg Roman, gone. Harbaugh led them to 3 straight NFC championships. During Vic Fangio's first 3 years, they were the only defense in the league to finish in the top 5 of 9 different categories. The offense under Roman ranked 8th, 4th, 3rd, and 4th in rushing. replaced by Jim Tomsula, the guy who lived in a van down by the river, Eric Mangini, and Jeep Christ. Players gone: Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Mike Iupati, Dan Scuda, Stevie Johnson, Bubba Ventrone, Chris Borland.
Yeah.
I was just saying, he's got to have a comma. Thank you, Jim.
And they've gained Torrey Smith, Darnell Dockett, and Jerome Simpson. That's bad. And before we grab a couple calls here, 312-644-6767, I think what you mentioned during the second half needs a little bit more room to breathe here.
Yeah.
And that is that Casey Johnson, the fact that Casey Johnson has now waded into the Thibodeau versus management crisis in the way that he did is meaningful.
It is.
And it's also meaningful when you see what the headlines and the cut lines are here. Matter of time, conflicts between Thibodeau, Bulls brass, not minute details. And then after the jump, it's a matter of time. Yeah. His kicker to the story that, understand what that means when somebody on the beat who handles the beat the way he does goes in like that. And
Collie's been doing it. But I mean, it's like we somehow being the purveyors of bad news that it's like it's our fault. That what do you know? What don't you like about? I mean, and they say, well, I don't know. There's no. Yes, there is. There's a tremendous amount of conflict between management and coach, and we get a lot. Well, he's a great. No. The record can say one thing: great coaches are not NBA titleless. I mean, really, they're just not. I mean, if you want to name great coaches in the NBA, most of them, I think you would start at the ones who've won titles. And Tom's a very good coach, but this is just kind of this primer on you. You understand what's going to happen here, and we've talked about this for a long time, and you get to the point where you go, okay, let's do it. Let's hit the reset here. Do all of you understand what we're saying here?
It started from the beginning of this season. People were saying, this is it for Thibs.
Yes.
This season is it.
And now you've got it, KC. Just ranted by again today exactly where we are. And this is KC now, not our guy Joe Cowley, not Crazy Joe. This is KC, who is not crazy. I mean, I love Joe, but I mean, Joe was on this right away. Joe covers this beat like a bitch, man. He is all over stuff.
Adrian Wojnarowski's doing it. Yeah. Woj has been on it too.
Yeah, Woj has been on it too. So, I mean, there's not a lot of room here for saying, you guys are trying to start. No, we're not trying to start anything.
West Side Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, fella, let me say something. DePaul, I'm in Chicago. We got the best recruiting team. You can go anywhere in Chicago, find a basketball player. You telling me that Paul cannot go and get that coach for Simeon to keep these kids in Chicago? I'm getting tired of all Chicago kids leaving Chicago, go to Kentucky, Texas, and all this stuff. If they just go get that coach for Simeon, maybe their hot garbage coach, the Paul team, could be much better. I don't know not one person in the Paul playing basketball. I do know one kid. He came all the way from Texas. He was on the news saying it's cold here. What do you expect? You're in Chicago, you hot garbage. You should have said that Texas was warm there. But the Paul needs to get a coach that understands the fundamental of basketball. Go get that woman. That woman coach over there doing better than the man. The man don't do nothing. It's not for Jordy Meyer. It's not for the other coaches. I don't even know their name because all of them moonshine because they just took the money and ran off and got married and lived happily. They all hot garbage. What the Paul needs to do, go out and find a real coach and fire your AD. Get rid of your AD because they don't know nothing either.
Thank you, Mike.
I got you. The thing is, that's really difficult to go over and tell. What is it, Robert Smith at Simeon?
Yeah.
His name? Is that right?
All of a sudden
I'll call Tom from Cherville. He'll know all the high school coaches' names because he loves Simeon. He wants to know
Robert
don't
Smith,
cover
the lead,
why don't you guys,
lead singer of The Cure? Also, that's one to picture, the Cure's lead singer just stomping on the sidelines at Simeon.
I think, Mike, that, you know, that it sounds easy, you know, and it stopped being easy about 40 years ago. I mean, it's just not easy anymore. There's not, you know, remember when the days when Westinghouse was, where Mark Aguirre was producing all the players. They're all at the house.
They're not in the house now, are they? No. A few here and there, but you don't hear much about Westinghouse. Does it even exist? Did it change its name? What happened? But the other thing is I want to mention.
Well, in our case, it did. It became Infinity and then became CBS.
Yes, it did. I saw the a story about our guy Steve Lavin, a really nice story about Steve Lavin and what it was like taking over St. John's and trying to bring this back. And, you know, obviously they have a garden for home floor. That's not bad, but they're not on campus. So there's a lot of inherent difficulties.
They've got facilities issues, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as severe as DePaul because Steve has done a real nice job turning this thing around. But one of the things he pointed out was that, you know, the people want to go back to Louis Carnesecca. They want him wearing a sweater. They want it to be the 80s. They want, you know, Bill Wennington and Chris Mullen and Walter Berry to come walking through that door.
They got to stop.
Yeah, that's what he said. Stop doing that. They're not walking through that door. Stop. I mean, it's like, and I don't know if that would be here. That would be, because he's not done up at St. John's.
In Kansas City, Rich, you are on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I actually have a question for both of you. Maybe Terry, because Terry, I know you cover the Bulls. I know Dan, I know you cover them too back in the 90s with Jordan. I was watching a game last night with LeBron, and, you know, LeBron's a great player. He's the best player in the game right now. But, you know, I just have a question. I'm a younger guy, and, you know, back in the day when you used to watch Jordan, you know, did he ever muscle up or tense up, you know, kind of like LeBron does on the road sometimes?
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean
like,
by muscle up.
Like last up. Night, not muscle up, but like kind of tense up. It seemed like last night he tensed up when he went back to Miami.
What do you mean by tense up?
He didn't do what LeBron usually does day in and day out.
Well, he's hurt.
Well, no, I know he was hurt. I mean, he hurt his leg, so he shouldn't play then, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he's clearly laboring and...
So you think though you think that he was it no, was my, nerves got him or just
well that's my question to
no.
you I mean I know nerves are
no,
even physicality
no.
like Jordan played when he had that fever
oh
I mean,
that's all so
he got the fever
is that all
no
I
mean, it, a lot of guys play
LeBron
sick,
play for was, five straight titles
yeah I mean
didn't they
we're so far past
without,
the LeBron and Jordan stuff
yeah,
I mean, no I'm not even trying to make a comparison.
I don't think so
I was just
no.
asking you a question like how much more superior in person as far as carrying themselves, either on the road in big games or anything,
you are making a direct comparison.
There's
by
no direct
that
comparison
question.
Between the two in that regard.
Very different players.
Yeah, and I don't think he tenses up. I think that you know they still have some problems, and also that was a game like the one. Wasn't one of those 4 and 5 nights things again?
It's also the difference in playing personality type. LeBron is not a shark. Jordan is a human competitive shark.
Yeah.
He has to keep swimming forward and trying to eat things or he dies. LeBron just doesn't have that personality, doesn't play the game that way. It's not his rhythm. Jordan is a predator. He is constantly, he's a shark. He all he does is swim through the water.